Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous international best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing. Always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. A place where other people can hear. Thank you.
Random thought in the truck. Sean has decided this random thought is going to be boring because he's positive like that.
Oh, you know that I'm way more positive minded than you are.
No. All right. He gave me a hard time last night when I was sick, and you can still tell from my voice that I'm sick. Do you know why? Because I said I didn't like Guy Fieri.
No, that's not why.
Yes, it is why.
I can give a crap about Guy Fieri. I told you a lot of people think he's a douchebag, and a lot of times I do too. But I don't care. I don't watch the show for Guy Fieri. It just happens to be one of the better food shows as far as the different varieties of food and the way it's presented, okay?
And did I rag on the show? No, I just said I don't like Guy Fieri.
But you're leaving out like five parts. The five other channels that I switched to, and you said... You either flipped it off or you said, I don't like this show. I don't like this guy. Oh, jeez.
I was sick.
And even the one show you said, let's watch that, you normally bag on the host constantly. And that would be, what's it called?
Ghost Adventures.
Yes, Ghost Adventures.
Look, you cannot help but bag on that Zach guy.
No, you can't.
Like, that's part of the joy of watching. And so Sean's like, you're really mean, negative. I'm like, dude, you know what? You're mean and negative all the time. But I have like one, like 5 minute spree of like mean and negative when I'm sick because there's all these white male douchebags running up shows, which I didn't even go into last night. But like, truth.
Really? There's plenty of female cooking shows on, but you know what they do? They stand in the kitchen with few exceptions and they cook one dish. That's not what I want to see.
Sean likes to see all the different cool places and food.
I like culture.
That the guy goes to. But we
that's,
don't.
That's why my favorite was Anthony Bourdain. I love the culture food mix.
Me too. But nobody seems to have that empathetic ability that he had.
Not quite, no. Not that we found,
please. No. Because the moment they try, they get a little too pretentious. But he wasn't pretentious, you know?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I think he could have been if he wanted to be, but he wasn't. I think he might have been a prick in some instances, like to his crew and stuff.
Well, yeah, probably.
But he didn't come across as being pretentious, which he rightfully so, because he did plenty of things in his life that weren't very admirable.
Yeah, well, as it do most people.
I know.
But, like...
But other people still think they're just golden. No matter what they do.
Anyway. Sean was mean to me about me being mean.
This is such a total misrepresentation, and I think if you're a return listener, you know just by listening to our podcasts, who usually carries a more upbeat theme.
What?
We've both been sickly.
What are you saying? You're more upbeat than me?
Day to day, yeah, man.
That's so
I wake
not
up
true.
In the morning like practically dancing.
So not
true. You're like. You are sick.
I'm sick, and I have to have a 3-hour online class today that I'm running. And I have this image of me just keep pressing mute because I'm dry.
No.
I'm really worried.
You'll be fine.
I'm really, really worried.
You've done it before, love.
Not when I was sick.
Yeah, you've done that class sick before.
I have?
Yes.
One time when I was doing the class... The first time I ever did this class, one of the poor little writer people, she got sick and had to leave because she was throwing up in the bathroom. And her sweet little husband, they're really adorable humans. He came in, like, sideways into the screenshot where it's just, like, this empty chair. And he's like, guys, author's name. She's sick. She's throwing up right now. Sorry. I just didn't want you to think something bad happened. But I guess that's bad. And it was so funny.
Did she come back to the next class?
No, she came back during that class. Oh, she was okay. So diehard. Right. She was amazing. But I was like, oh, no. Like, I can't. I don't want that's that tough. To be me, man.
I don't usually feel like doing much after I vomit.
I know. She was so brave.
I know.
But I don't think I'll vomit.
No, you won't. Might cough a few times.
Yes. Damn it.
I told you this is going to be boring.
It's not boring.
Not boring.
See, who's being positive and who's being negative right now?
You're putting on a show.
The truth is out. I'm not putting on a show because it's freaking true.
The truth is that you're sick.
The truth is I'm sick, but the truth is that you're saying it's boring. It's not boring. You're being negative.
What are we doing right now?
Driving.
Why?
Because we're going to help a friend put drywall up or something.
No, we're going to mud and tape the drywall. It's already up enough.
See, that's boring. Nobody wants to know that.
I know, but you wanted to come.
What? Now you're making it boring on purpose. You're sabotaging our voicemail.
No, I'm saying you want to... Well, make it better quick. Here's a chance.
Did you know that Elmo is red?
If you ever put that kind of crap in your book as some sort of filler, that's like a sixth grade report filler. That does not make the voice sound any better. Holy smokes.
I'm gonna stop it now. You're making me feel bad because you're so positive.
I am positive. Writing tip of the pod. How to survive stupid writing advice.
I'm still sick today, so dude, I apologize.
She really is sick. And still cranky and negative.
That's not true. That's not true.
No, you're doing pretty good, though.
I'm fevered, man. All right, so our podcast is How to Survive Stupid Writing Advice. And this week, I got an Instagram message from a man selling his copy editing services. And there were 5 incredibly obvious typos in his pitch that he sent me via a private message on Instagram. It was so bad. And,
oh my god!
Like, there's like 2 words were combined as 1 word with no space in between. There were misspelled words. There was double punctuation at the end of a sentence.
Like, maybe he was purposely sending you an example.
I would love to think that, but.
And then when you replied with, "Hey man, your ad sucks," he's gonna be like, "No, that was intentional to show you how people, when they read their own stuff, they can miss the most simple of things that you picked it right up. See how you need me?"
Well, I don't need him because I'm...
No, you don't.
I'm not self-published.
His ad sucked.
But whatever.
There's hardly not that many copy editors there as good as you anyways.
Anyways, it was sad.
So sad.
It was very sad. And then there was this other guy on the internet who I shall not name because he has people who love him. And he makes a ton of money helping other people be writers. And I'm sure he's a lovely human being, but I find him incredibly frustrating. Oh, maybe I am negative. I am negative.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Sean won. So why?
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. My voice cracked.
Yeah, so I tried to cover it up for you.
This guy has a page all about writing advice, and in that advice, he has bullet points to make things simple, because apparently people who want to be writers need things simple, and we don't have reading comprehension. I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, but in those 10 bullet points, he has contradictory advice. In one bullet point, he says,
"Don't be lazy. Don't sound stupid." There's 2 things in one bullet point?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he has, "Don't be lazy, period. Don't be stupid, period."
In another one, he says,
"Don't worry about being good, period. Just write, period."
And yet another, he says,
"Don't be a perfectionist, period."
Yeah, I like how you're saying all those periods.
Well, I want people to understand that for one bullet point, he's putting 2 separate entire points.
Why does that matter?
One bullet point should be one piece of subject matter.
Oh, I get it.
That first one is definitely two separate ones.
I'm sorry. That bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it bothers me.
Okay, going back to our writing tips. So look, I'm sure he's helped a ton of people, not Sean and his bullet point obsession, but this writer guy and his bullet points must have deeper meaning and insight despite their multiple sentence structure. But here's the thing. Writing isn't about bullet points. Writing is about soul and depth. Writing is about communication and building words. Worlds through words that create image and resonance. And honestly, I kind of feel like your writing point shouldn't be contradictory. It's like, hey, don't sound stupid, but hey, also don't worry about being good. Hey, don't be lazy, but hey, don't be a perfectionist. And that's a lot of don'ts.
Yeah.
Like, what about the do's?
There's no positivity there. Yeah, the only one is just right. He should probably just erase all of his other crap and leave just right.
Yeah. That would be the best.
I know.
So, the name of our podcast is How to Survive Stupid Writing Advice. And Sean, who is not sick, is going to read these points that are not bullet points.
No, they're just points.
Yes.
If you need any of this particularly Carrie's section transcribed.
Oh,
I'm just teasing.
Sweet.
You sound cute, especially with that squeaky little whine. Anyways, number one. Sort the good from the bad and the ugly. Remember, a lot of people are just trying to make money off you. Sad, but true. And some of these people are amazing and professionals, and some aren't. You have to sort the good from the bad.
So true, right?
Yeah. How do you do that, love? You look them up online, try to get some
info. Try to look at their reviews and feedback. And
try to see if they're just... Oh, I cut right into you. You keep going. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, go.
You look at their reviews and feedback. If they have sent you an Instagram message full of typos, probably bad. They don't want to set up a contract, probably bad. If they're 12 years old, probably
bad. Maybe not that bad. They could be very smart.
Can we move on to our next
number
point?
Two. One size does not fit all. Does your brain work exactly like your BFFs? Your mom's? Your dog's? No, it doesn't. And if it did, that'd be fun. All advice doesn't work for everyone. It's okay to be the writer who works in spurts, who doesn't outline, who writes every day. There's no right way to write anymore. I messed that up. There's no right way to write anymore than there is one right way to be human.
Oh my
human.
God, it's really good. That's funny.
Okay.
What?
Everybody's different is what I'm trying to get out.
Yes, you are. There's no one right way to be a human anymore than there's one right way to be a writer.
Thanks, you did that so well.
Thank you.
Number three, believe in yourself.
I believe.
Sing that.
No,
I believe
no.
I can fly.
No, I can't do that.
Come on.
Would be terrible.
That would be funny.
No.
Let's hear it.
I believe.
Oh, that's okay. When you get really crap advice at your writing critique group or workshop or from your mentor or even your agent, and it just feels wrong, believe in yourself. That probably means it is. Don't let groupthink or even an expert sway you from the truth of your story. So hold on a second. I got to explain myself. The feeling wrong part, because I misunderstood, is that you advice you're getting, you think it's wrong. Like, it just doesn't work for you.
Like, if someone's like, hey, this story that you've set in the Nixon era, let's mm-hmm. not have it in the Nixon era.
Right.
But everything in your story is part of that era, then that's not going to, like, that.
No, I totally understand.
Kills your story. Or if they're like, hey, put magic in your story, and you're like, what? Like, that's not what my story is about. It's a contemporary YA romance.
Right. So you're saying you don't have to be a diva about it, but stick truth no. to the core of your
yeah.
of your
like,
story.
Like, always be nice, obviously.
Right.
Or if you're in a group full of people that, like a writing group.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of groupthink that happens. And
that's right.
It's that annoying. Happens.
Groupthink sometimes. Groupthink it's horrible.
We've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. Number four, try not to compare. Here's the thing. If one writer publishes 100,000 copies, that doesn't make them a better writer than one who publishes 10. There's a lot of stuff called marketing that goes on behind the scenes that makes one author have high sales. If one author always gets invited to conferences and you don't, doesn't mean you suck. It might be that the other author is good at schmoozing. Be proud of who you are and be who you are. Don't try to emulate the people who you think are successful. Emulate yourself.
Yay.
And make yourself successful.
Can I do the last one?
Yeah.
All right. Number 5, blow it off and dig deep. Seriously, blow off the comparisons, the advice that doesn't work. Study the craft, the books you love. Notice sentence structure. Discover why you like the stories you like. And then think about why you want to write your story. Dig deep into why it matters to you. That helps you survive bad advice, and it helps make you a better writer. That's my advice. Maybe it's bad.
I doubt it. So, to summarize.
Yes.
If you're going to pay people to help you, as in money, please do it with someone reputable. Please do it with someone who can spell.
Spelling is good.
And please do it with someone who gives you consistent advice.
That resonates.
Can I just add one thing? I would think they would want to make you feel that you, it's basically the consistent advice thing, but you feel like you respect their advice.
Yeah.
And you're not all, you know what I mean?
You want to respect their advice and that you want their advice and their critique to inspire you.
Yes.
Not to pull you down.
That's right.
Into a pit of despair and I suckitude.
Yeah, I've seen you go both ways of.
Yeah.
Depending upon who's given the advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've broken ways with people who
yes, you have.
Bring me into the morass.
Yes, you have.
Despair.
Give him the axe. Watch out. Dog tip for life. So, Sparty, who's laying right at our feet on this floor here, like a good boy, says some people suck and just want to use you for money or cute Instagram pictures. Avoid those people. He must, I can see his point here from experience, but he's not really bringing in any money. He's just getting out on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, that's because everybody likes Gabby because she's...
Well, she's not bringing in money either.
No, but we have had offers for free leashes and stuff if she
wants. Oh, if she wants a picture?
Yeah.
Or wants to advertise, I mean.
Because she's pretty and white and fluffy, which is so unfair. It's white privilege.
It's like
dogs.
Typical,
you know,
right?
It is. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, Sparty.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Sparty's the best dog ever.
So anyways, make sure you're getting advice from somebody that's legit.
Too legit to quit.
And actually knows more than you, or at least in that particular subject.
Yeah.
And happy Easter.
Dude, not everybody celebrates Easter.
I know. We're working. If you celebrate Easter.
There's a lot of other religions. You know that, right?
I know that. Oh, no, I didn't know.
Well, it's also Passover right now, man.
Oh, well, is Happy Passover the correct?
You can say Happy Holidays for Passover, yes.
I'll just say Happy Holidays for anybody that's got a holiday today.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
All right, then.
Cool.
Sheesh.
Gee.
My apologies.
Oh, no. I just don't want to be exclusive.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be exclusive.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be polite.
I know, but when people hear this, it'll be Tuesday and Easter will be over.
Well, happy Tuesday. Man, she's super cranky when she's sick, boy.
Super cranky. I love you.
What?
I love you.
I love you too.
That didn't sound sincere.
It was.
Cool. Anyways.
What?
Be happy. How's that?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Be positive.
And happy.
And survive.
Yes. Survive.
The end.
Thank you so incredibly much for putting up with this for another 15 or 20 minutes.
Of your day.
Hopefully you laughed once or twice.
It was so kind.
Now the amazing Carrie's gonna...
Amazing.
tell you some bonus stuff.
The amazing Sean. What a nice intro.
But thank you very much for listening.
If you like our podcast, please like and subscribe and share it anywhere at all. Wherever you're listening, go do that, man. The music in this podcast was Broke for Free by Night Owl and made available through the amazing Creative Commons. And all the tips that go with this podcast is at carriejonesbooks.blog. Search for Dogs Are Smarter Than People. In writing and other news, I have a Patreon coming up. It's already started, but it's coming up because it keeps happening. And every week I put in a new chapter and I send people art. And it's a never before published teen fantasy novel. And it's cool. Good. And there's art from like the Need series and it's so much more. But you only get to see it if you basically give me $1 a month.
Or more.
I know.
More.
Patreon, if you don't know it, is totally cool. And new things can be scary, but it's still totally cool. Basically, you give Patreon your PayPal or credit card number, and they charge you whatever level you choose at the end of each month. And that money supports me sharing my writing, this podcast, and other weirdness. Right, man?
That was my subliminal messaging. Hopefully it worked.
I didn't get it.
I was saying more under my breath, and then more. I said give more for the give last more. One. But now it's not subliminal anymore. No.
And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July with Steve Waddell. It's scary, and it's one of Publisher Weekly's buzz books for the summer. And there's an excerpt of it if you look it up on the internet or go to our blog, and you can pre-order this bad boy, which might make it have a sequel. And a sequel would be amazing, believe me, because the sequel features cephalopods and caves. Monsters and love, and it's even creepier than the first book. It's so cool.
What's a cephalopod?
Like an octopus, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a squid.
That lives on land?
Dude, it's a really cool story.
Or is it in the water? Is it the Kraken?
There's like a whole thing about the evolution of them, and it's plausible, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Obviously, Sean has not read that book yet.
Well, no.
No.
I'm like 5 books behind, dude.
No, but that makes me feel so unloved.
No, okay. It's just that I read it like 5th grade level. You know that.
That's not true. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WordPress. Where else are
you? You're all over the place.
Yeah. Finchest?
Yeah, I guess. Right. Did you start that one up?
And Sean's just here in the living room.
Yeah, I'm not on social media much. Still literally. Can't. It's hard for 6th grade dropout
to pick that stuff up. He's actually very smart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. New podcast every Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh, and they're on YouTube now, too.
Oh, sweet.
Man, I forgot that.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that as a presence even, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
Fail.
Bye.